Oh, tuan sir, segera. Sharekan, sharekan.
Sharekan ke lantai ayah kah?
Later,
permission.
This is the Bombay Stock Exchange, or as close as most people are going to get to it, unless they work for one of the companies inside and can make it past the gauntlet of security checks. Security here has been beefed up since last month's attack, especially because the exchange was on the attacker's list of targets. For many in this stunned city, the three-day siege seems to have crossed a line. It targeted some of the most visible and apparently vulnerable symbols of India's prosperity, just as the nation's economy was slowing down. Gaurav Dua, a senior researcher at Sharekhan, one of the trading companies at the exchange, says the latest attack, combined with the global credit crunch, has been a painful 1-2 punch in India's economy.
The timing of the attack was, you know, really unfortunate for India. The uncertainty is not good for the business. That will have an impact on the growth in India, but I think this will be a distinct short-term phenomenon.
The stock exchange opened briefly during the three-day siege, partly as a show of patriotic defiance, but investors apparently were not feeling as patriotic. The market quickly shed 3% of its value, not that it was doing so great before the attack. India's stock market has lost more than 30% of its value this year. Analysts say India's growth rate is headed for a 7-year low of 6%. Among the first to feel the pinch is the tourism industry. Since the attack, it has slowed to a trickle, spelling trouble for the more than 40 million people who depend on it for their livelihood. Hotels across the country are seeing a rash of cancellations, and that is affecting spin-off businesses like restaurants, travel agencies, and craft shops. But market analysts here say the attacks could scare off more foreign investors and business leaders, the very people who helped spur India's record growth for the past several years. A.J. Sawhney is the director at the Center for Conflict Management in New Delhi.
Unless the issue of security is adequately addressed by India, all our ambitions, including our expectations of sustaining 7 and 8% growth rates, will be jeopardized by increasing violence and terrorism.
To calm India's jittery market, the government set aside $8 billion this week in a stimulus package, but many here question whether that will be enough to stop the country's downward slide. A slide that many analysts say has been accelerated by the latest terror attack. India's commerce minister is trying to allay market fears, saying most foreign investors already take into account that terrorism can strike anywhere in the world. Still, it seems to strike with surprising regularity in India, with 8 terror attacks since May. In the past 4 years, more people have been killed by terror attacks in India than in any other country except Iraq. That, A.J. Sawhney says, cannot be good for India's economy. For now, in Mumbai, music concerts and movie premieres still are being postponed or cancelled. Islamic Eid celebrations have been muted, and cricket matches, almost a religion here, are being moved to other venues. Mumbai, as well as the rest of the country, seems to be slow to return to normal, especially in the face of rising tension between India and Pakistan, where police investigators say the attack was organized. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Mumbai.